It remains to be seen if the New York State Legislature will take action this year on the legalization of recreational marijuana in New York, after failing to include the measure in the state budget, which was supported by Governor Andrew Cuomo. A new analysis looks at the economic impacts of allowing adult-use marijuana. Laura Schultz is the Director of Fiscal Analysis and Senior Economist at the Rockefeller Institute of Government of the State University of New York.
What we wanted to do was take a look and see if we could quantify exactly how big that effect would be. So we assumed it was a $1.7 billion market, which means that if it were legalized in New York, it would sell $1.7 billion worth of recreational cannabis. And based on what's been happening in Colorado, Washington, and Oregon, we tried to figure out how many jobs are actually going to be created. And we think that it's going to be about 21,000 people, full-time employees, working in those industries, in the cultivation, in the manufacturing of marijuana-based products, and in dispensaries.
Now, there is some question mark with this because some localities, counties, can opt out under the law of legalization of marijuana in New York. So is this all the counties together? Is this 100%, or how did you factor that part in?
Well, that 1.7, I think, is based on the fact that that would be legalized across the state. And if certain counties opt out, as is being discussed in many counties in New York, that's going to drive the numbers down. And it depends on the geography of that. Right now, both Nassau and Suffolk County in Long Island are thinking about banning commercial cannabis. And if that were the case, that would take all of Long Island off the table for sales, which would dramatically impact the total revenue across the state. If a county here and there in upstate New York, if one county in the capital region decided to pass on commercial cannabis, it probably wouldn't have a big impact because it would be easy to go to a neighboring county.
Would there be competition from other states? For instance, marijuana has been legalized in Massachusetts. It may become legalized in New York. Even if it does, will there be like price wars between the states, lower taxes between the states that could draw perhaps some people from New York to Massachusetts or Massachusetts across the border to New York?
Well, in theory, marijuana shouldn't cross the state border. So it would be at the risk of the purchaser. Mm-hmm. So I don't really see that happening. But certainly people who live on the Massachusetts border may decide which state to go to based on prices and take that risk.
Are there any economic withdrawals from the economic boom that you saw coming from this, hospitalizations or sick days or any of the problems that can come with any drug, whether it be alcohol or any other drug?
So this report really just looks at the jobs created. And if you were to do a comprehensive economic impact report, there are a lot of elements that need to be considered. You have to think about the additional output. You have to think about the taxes that are going to be generated for the state, but you also need to think about the costs. You could potentially have higher costs for social services. You could have higher or lower costs for criminal justice, depending on the outcomes of the policy. And it's a relatively new industry and new policies. So we're not sure which way those things are going to go quite yet.
You say you looked into other states where it is legal. In those states, has it met the projections, the tax projections, the revenue, the job creation projections that were expected, or have they fallen a bit short? It's still early, but have they fallen short?
A lot of the states have found that they've fallen a bit short. Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and California didn't meet revenue projections and some of these states ended up with an oversupply. So as a result, the states have changed their policies, lowered their tax rates, and are attempting to deal with some of the black market that they didn't anticipate having to deal with.
What do you hope this report does? Who do you hope reads this report, and what happens once they read it?
My goal for this report is to make sure that people understand the numbers and are able to put those things in perspective. And they're able to say what kind of jobs are going to be created. They can see exactly how many jobs it's going to be so that the discussion is better framed as the debate moves forward in New York.
Laura Schultz is the Director of Fiscal Analysis and the Senior Economist at the Rockefeller Institute of Government at the State University of New York. The report only looked at employment and sales of recreational marijuana. It did not consider tax revenue.